everybody. Welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 87. And I put out the call. I didn't even think about that. Wow. Is he calling in later?
I think so.
No? Okay. But I put out a call for more podcasters because last week only Donnie showed up. And we decided that, you know, the two of us really didn't have a whole lot to say, so we bailed. So I put out a call for more podcasters. We have two new podcasters tonight. We're probably going to be quiet because they always are. And then David came back, which is nice. And then Chuck and Donnie are here. As usual. Because there's no Penguins game.
Yeah.
Okay. Not wearing the horse head tonight, though.
No, I have it in the car, though.
Okay. So if we need it, it's ready. Okay.
It's ready to go.
Well, I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. And joining me tonight are...
I'm Alex Sutton.
This is Dave.
Donnie.
Chuck.
And Joel.
There we go.
Should I have used my last name?
It's okay. It's okay, but see, now you are traceable.
Now people know where
Right. They can find you, and they'll say, oh, where are you?
Well, he hangs out at Pittsburgh Comics.
So. I forgot to warn you not to use your last name. And then I did.
There are going to be black vans just waiting outside.
There will. I'm sorry.
I apologize.
Yeah. You know, anything you say here can and will be used against you in the court of law. Okay. So. Okay. There were a couple news stories last week. I think they were last week. I don't think there hasn't been a whole lot this week, but a couple things I just wanted to talk about a little bit. DC seems to be having a lot of problems hanging on to their writers lately. Andy Diggle, they even took, I think it was like a four-page, in every DC book this week, it's a four-page Superman thing promoting his new Action Comics, and he's already quit after one issue, which, yeah, that's not good. And then Tony Daniel, the artist, is going to be doing it from his plots, but he's leaving after three issues. So that means when the new Superman movie comes out, Action Comics is going to be completely in flux. They don't know who's writing or drawing it. So that doesn't seem to be
a
good
thing. Does
that
come out before the Scott Snyder one? I thought that's what they were aiming for.
The Snyder one they're hoping they want to have, that's going to be coming out in June, the same month as the movie. But Diggle's only issue is going to be the next issue in April, and then so in May and June it's going to be kind of flailing. So that's not
good. I'm glad I stopped when I did.
Okay. But and then they also have Josh Fialkoff was given Green Lantern Corps and Red Lanterns for the, because in June they're having all new creative teams on all the Green Lantern books. May is going to be the last ones for the current teams. And so now he's already quit the two he had, and they're going to use the people doing the other books are going to kind of spread out and write the other ones as a group. And I'm like, okay, so it's hard enough that you had Action, how much of a drop-off we're going to have after Morrison and trying to keep people getting it, and now they don't even know who's writing it, and so that one's going to plummet in sales.
Maybe those WTF covers are supposed to mean who the is this?
That could be. That could right. be. Or maybe they took Marvel's idea of using TBA.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that. You'll understand that joke. It's very funny, but you'll get it in a little bit.
No, I just feel bad.
Well, once again, I guess Rob Liefeld was right.
Yeah, you know, it seems more and more. And then with changing everybody on all the Green Lantern books, it's like, okay, how are we going to keep people reading these? And now they seem to have no direction. So it's just a little scary for me ordering wise. It's like, do I just automatically cut my orders in half at this point or what? And I'm sure they're not all that happy, but it seems like editorial is just messing them up something fierce.
What do you think of the story that Fialkoff didn't want to kill off Green Lantern?
Yeah. And now they're saying, oh, we're going to kill him off and all that. It's just, it seems like editorial has, I read on Twitter, one of the artists or writers not involved with this said, you hired writers to write. Let them write the stories you hired them to write. Why is editorial seem to be sticking their finger in saying, no, do this, and we want it to go this? And it's like, just let them tell their stories.
Well, that's the difference between like Marvel and DC. In Marvel, they seem to just let their writers do their thing and write awesome stories. In DC, there's always seems to be somebody kind of dictating them from the back, and you don't get any creativity out of that.
Yeah, it's a different philosophy between the two, and it works to an extent too. Marvel has a little bit of trouble right now where their books don't fit together, mm-hmm. and their big thing was always continuity.
Yeah,
and now there really is no continuity at Marvel. Trying to figure out when does this book? Like I just read It was the Superior Spider-Man Age of Ultron issue, which clearly states that Age of Ultron is happening right now. So, but as you're reading the book, it makes no sense that it's happening right now with everything else going on. And it's just very confusing. You know, how can the events of what's happening in Avengers and Age of Ultron and Uncanny X-Men and how all these things happening at the same time just doesn't work, where I think DC's trying to make sure that everything is working in the big picture, but they're falling apart as well.
So Marvel and DC have kind of switched.
Because it was funny, I read that Marvel Untold History, and one of the big things with Stan was that he wanted the continuity to work. And if something happened to Spider-Man in the Fantastic Four issue, it affected what happened in Amazing Spider-Man, and for years that worked, but that's kind of fallen by the wayside to let the writers tell their stories, which works as well.
But then you have amazing stories at the same time, you know?
Yeah, for that one guy, but then when the next guy tries to come in, they're kind of shoehorned in, so.
See, my gripe with all of that, I just think they switch too much nowadays. Like, switch artists and writers on books nowadays to begin with.
Yeah.
I guess guys get bored of doing the same thing, or must be a contract or something.
Loeb and McGinnis are already off Nova after four issues.
That doesn't make sense to me. See, with Hulk, Indestructible Hulk, it's been great, but the next issue, I believe it's a new artist.
It's Simonson.
And I don't like it. So
okay. Well, don't worry, because there's a new one in this one. So come June, it's going to be another new artist. And that is a problem, too. And, like, we've joked about the books, but they're putting out four-issue trades that are so thin you can't even read the spine.
Yeah, and they're charging 25.
And by doing these real short story arcs like this, it leads to that. And that's one thing I do like about DC, where they're giving these bigger story arcs. I don't know if it's editorial, but they're, you know, 7-8-issue stories, which makes a real nice graphic novel on the shelf that's much easier to sell than, I think we just got, there was an X-Factor trade, $16 for 4 issues. And you can't even read it. So.
And there is people out there that just will specifically buy a book because they're a fan of a certain writer or a certain artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and once them 4 issues are done, they're not going to buy the book anymore. I mean, the publisher has to see that, you know, say, you know, Morrison's writing something for 4 issues and he's done, then sales are going to drop off. They have to see that because there is a lot of people that's how they buy their books.
And that might be the difference, where DC is trying to sell the character and using the editorial to make sure the character story is good, where Marvel's selling the artist. Because if you look at most of their trades and things, at least on my invoice, are listed as Daredevil by Mark Waid, Volume 3. And so they're definitely focusing on the writer.
He's still doing Daredevil, right?
Yeah.
He's been on that since they started. Yep.
But they've had at one point they had, I think it was 4 issues with 4 different artists.
Yeah.
And that leads to some, you know, discontinuity when you're reading And I'm sure in the issues it's one thing, but when you're reading in the graphic novel, it's even more jarring, I'm sure, because you're going right from one to the other. Mm-hmm. You're not waiting a month or.
It's especially noticeable, like with Batwoman, Williams isn't drawing it. Yeah. Somebody else, if they would put that all in a, you know, graphic novel or trade or whatever, it would definitely, that would look really weird. Yeah.
So, but I don't think there's, like with that, it's hard because he can't do a monthly book. So the question is, you know, do you, trains run on time or have him just do the art? So there's no good answer. So that's all I really. Oh, and then the other thing, Marvel's big news that I can't believe you missed this, Donnie. This was probably the most amazing thing I've. So Neil Gaiman, who after the big lawsuit with Todd McFarlane, now owns the rights to Angela. So that he is bringing Angela to the Marvel Universe.
Whoa.
And she will be the key point of Age of Ultron 10.
Oh.
Co-written by Neil Gaiman.
Is that why? Hold on.
So who let that slip out? I thought that was going to be a big
secret. An announcement.
Yeah.
Is that why this will be a surprise so big that comic book legend Joe Quesada himself returns the pages of Marvel Comics to draw a sequence that people will be talking about for years?
That is correct.
All right.
Okay. And then she will be appearing in all the Marvel Universe books, and then she will be joining, because, you know, she's an angel to fight the demons. She'll be joining the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ah, well.
To fight the outer space demons, apparently.
I vaguely remember what she looks like. Now I'm.
Yeah, she hasn't been in a book in 20 years. So when they announced this, I was kind of like, okay, well, here's going to be the response. It's going to be, who?
Mm-hmm.
oh, she was in Spawn? Are they still making that? You know, yeah, I don't think that's right. The answer they're looking for. You know, the, oh, it's Angela, it's Neil Gaiman, it's going to be, yeah, so. So, at least that was my reaction.
Yeah, I've been reading for so long, my first reaction was who?
Yeah.
I don't know, what are her powers or anything? Is it, she's an angel?
She's an angel. I never
read Spawn.
No. Other than she fought Spawn.
I just said wow because it sounded like it was big news.
Yeah. I think they want it to be big news.
Bright and shiny.
But it's just scary that they're wedging this in as the end of Age of Ultron. And there might be more. We don't know. There might be more. People are saying maybe Miracle Man will be coming in too. I'm like, okay.
They're just throwing everything into this and seeing what comes out.
Yeah. We don't know how to end this. Let's see. What else can we do? Scooby Doo's going to come in. Ruh-roh, it's that old man Jenkins. He's
like
the one.
Mr. Jenkins.
Ultron would have gotten away with it.
Exactly. If it weren't for those meddling kids. So, yeah, I don't.
This story's supposed to be written, like, already done.
Well, the first half. And then they decide to extend it five more issues. And that's what's changing everything. And nothing in the Marvel Universe will ever be the same, as we all well know.
Deja vu.
So just
as long as it has a foil cover, I'll buy it.
Well, I don't know if they all will. We'll see when we get there. So
okay, so there she
that's
is.
All
there
I really
she is
yeah
right there.
Yeah, she
cover is
she kind of looks like Red Sonja. Yeah. Yeah, we're passing it around. So at home, pass around the picture or do a Google search.
Everyone Google at home.
Yeah. Dave just showed it, held it up to the microphone.
Oh,
God.
Well, I bet that opens up.
That's a great picture. Yeah. Okay. Well, there's your top.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I wondered why I didn't share
yeah.
the whole
nice thing. Picture, Donnick. Jeez. Hey, Chuck, come on, man. Okay.
Blame Todd McFarlane.
I blame anything I can on Todd McFarlane.
Fair enough. Well, he is a little bit wacko, so.
Yeah, he was on the Talking Dead show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was not good. Yeah.
It was just weird.
Every time we talked, it was like, shut up, Todd Fryer.
Yeah. Well, sadly, that's how I feel when Kevin Smith's on it.
Yeah.
Everything he says is, it's me. Well, you know, I did a movie with this guy. And it's like, we're not talking about you. Please be quiet. And why are you sitting with your legs crossed on a sofa?
I like Kevin.
That bothered me the entire time he was on. I'm like,
that was a depressing episode.
Which one? The last one?
Yeah.
I liked it.
You liked that?
I never felt, he's like one of the... They intentionally make him one of the least likable people ever.
Yeah, yeah, but he made a great zombie. He made a great zombie.
Yeah, that was pretty neat.
Whenever you watch Walking Dead and you start to get to know the character and you start to like him, you're like, oh no, they're going to die now.
Yeah, yeah, you're like, oh, Axel, he's really coming up. Oh, okay, headshot, he's gone. Okay.
When they start getting interesting, they kill him off. Merle finally did something.
Well, they can kill off Andrea anytime they like. That's just my personal opinion.
I would be cool with that, too.
Okay. What are you doing?
I.
You do not know the rules, do you?
I don't know.
You need to haze these guys.
I'm
a little
sorry.
More. Okay.
That's why I wanted to get briefed.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Just follow along.
Okay.
Okay. Well, the new previews came out today, so what we always like to do is just do like a brief look through it, see what's in it that we find interesting or enlightening or something that makes us go, ooh.
That's a better picture.
Oh, now you come up with a better picture. Too late, man. We're on to something else.
Dead air.
So it's always fun. Yeah, it's always fun. And it's always fun to start in the Marvel one. Oh, I didn't even realize it's the Marvel Now previews. I hadn't even noticed
they
that.
They really need to get rid of that red bar and blob in their
I know.
It's ruining so many covers.
It is. It's a little... I know what she looks like.
What?
Wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow. I wonder how it looks like Rob Liefeld.
Well, that's what they were complaining about when they had all those arrow bars at the top of the DC books.
Yeah, I hated that.
Yeah, movie. I didn't like that either. The funny thing is, on second prints are blue, third prints are green. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to dig into the Marvel previews. And I love the first thing on the first. They're doing Ultimate Comics Disassembled. Yes.
What?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't remember when it assembled because I never bought them.
Well, that's just kind of riffing on the... Oh, and that's the Infinity Gauntlet. Look at that. Well, everybody's going to start buying this now. Okay, so you got Age of Ultron number 9 with Wolverine killing Wolverine. What? And I'm looking at those claws are really thick, but it's going all the way through his torso. Those are really long claws.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, and then Age of Ultron 10 is Donnie's already ruined because it has the shocking epilogue by guest artist and Marvel COO Joe Quesada.
I think it's going to be a different surprise. They just do that on purpose.
Yeah.
The shocking part is him saying, I didn't care if you liked it or not, you bought it.
Yeah, I'm going to draw it, but it's going to take me 3 months to draw this, so it's going to be a little bit late. Okay.
And I'm the only one that knows.
Yeah. And then, oh, wait, and we have, and then we, of course, we have a 10 AI after, I don't know, what does AI stand for?
Artificial intelligence.
Well, I understand that, but. Because it's AU, so I don't know what AI means.
Anybody figure out who the face is yet?
Is that Ant-Man?
Yeah, it's Ant-Man. Hank Pym. He even says that.
Oh, I didn't read
One of Marvel's most classic characters, Hank Pym, stands at the crossroads.
Oh, you gotta get on board.
They're gonna have to start selling him because he has a new movie.
Right, true.
I always consider him classic.
No, he's been there since Avengers 1, man.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Okay. Uncanny Avengers, where we don't even get to see the cover. That is how top secret this is.
Never bought that. Or no, wait, I did. I'm thinking of Secret Avengers.
You just ended that one. Yeah. You just looked at me and said no more, which I think is just wrong.
Yeah.
But.
Too many muties.
But it's kind of funny starting to look now at the numbers. Okay, that's Uncanny Avengers 9, Avengers 13 and 14.
Yeah, that's why it got delayed for a while.
And Prelude to Infinity. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
All new X-Men 12 and 13, so we're double shipping again.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
That's great brothers fighting. I'm shocked. Superior Spider-Man 11 and 12. And didn't that like just started in, what, January?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're already up to 12.
I'm still liking the book.
I don't hate it.
Wait. I don't hate it. I didn't like the last one a whole lot.
Wait, that's Doc Ock in Spider-Man,
right? Yes.
I don't know how. I haven't read it, so I really don't have it, but... I don't want to read it because it's Doc Ock inside a Spider-Man.
But it's different. It's
different.
Yeah. Now, something super is supposed to happen in number 9, and this is the fallout.
Hate it even more than you did after.
Yeah, that's basically how they promoted it, which was kind of interesting way to go about that. But,
so do they just release, like, several books in a month? Or?
Yeah.
At least they keep up with that schedule.
Yeah. Random schedule. Yeah. Guardians was pretty good. I liked it today. Look, more people yelling. They have a lot of yelling customers, yelling covers. Guardians of the Galaxy has a big yelling face. That event, that Age of Ultron AI had a big yelling face. I feel like everybody's going to be yelling at me.
Oh, just wait.
Look, Wolverine's yelling at me. Now, this I found really weird, because Savage Wolverine 6 by Zeb Wells and Joe Madureira. Well, I thought the whole reason for this book was so that Frank Cho would have a book to draw. So now he's already off. And it's great. Joe Mad's coming on for, what, the two issues he'll be around for. Because the whole reason they came up with Avenging Spider-Man was for him to have a book, and I think he made the first three.
Yeah.
So.
Wolverine yelling again.
Yep, more yelling.
Look, Spider-Man's yelling, too.
Yeah, well, you just can't see it, yeah. Then we got a baby. Okay, Iron Man is a baby. That's everybody loves Iron Man as a baby.
Iron Baby.
Iron Baby. Thanos Rising. And for number one comes out next week.
That's worth a try.
Art looks pretty good.
Yep. Uncanny X-Men, Frasier Irving. I am a sucker for Frasier Irving. This book's been pretty good.
So far, so good.
Young Avengers. I read the first one, didn't care for it, but everybody's loving it.
Frasier Irving is
this.
Is filling in, or?
Or he's doing this arc. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Because anything is better than B'Challa.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure this is a mistake, but they have Young Avengers and Secret Avengers, and they have the variant pictures, and it's the same picture. Which I'm assuming it's not the same, because that would be a little weird having two books having the same variant cover. Secret Avengers, I hope something can save this book, because the first two issues have sold for crap. So.
Well, if Hawkeye can't do
Is that a technical comic book guy term?
Yes, crap. Yes, yes.
Wow, this is really insider.
Right? Well, it's insider when by issue 2 I'm down to single digits of sales. That's not good for an Avengers book.
I think just because there's so many Avengers books right now.
This kind of tells the story where everybody was critical that I didn't order enough copies of Hawkeye. And they're like, oh, you should have known Hawkeye's going to be big. I'm like, okay, well, the previous minis did horrible. And here, this is a Hawkeye and Black Widow book right out of the Avengers. Nobody cares. New Avengers has been interesting, so hopefully this one keeps up. And X-Men 2, we're still waiting for number 1, so... And I know this has already been delayed, so... That's the Brian Wood all-female team. Fantastic Four and FF. FF's been fun. I haven't read... I'm way behind on Fantastic Four. But apparently FF is all about a pool party. So, and who doesn't love a pool party?
It's fun to look at. It's good art.
Thunderbolt's kind of dropping. People are jumping off that
one.
I'm getting close.
It's
a new artist this
Phil Noto. Phil Noto did the end of Uncanny X-Force. So that should be good. I like Phil.
I mean, I still liked it. I don't know.
Captain America still going on.
Oh, he's got a beard now?
Yeah, well, you know, because it's been 15 years that he's been in this alternate... this alternate dimension. So, yeah. Captain America is an awesome series. IGN. Okay, dear IGN, you lost my respect. It has not been an awesome series.
Are you sure that's not, like, from, like, 50 years ago?
Could be. That book is...
still relevant!
Yeah, that book has not been good. Okay, now they freaking love Thor, God of Thunder. I'll give them credit for that. Thor, God of Thunder has been very good. I did not know what to make of this one when it started, especially when they announced it's going to be Thor in three different time periods and stuff. I'm like, what? But it's actually been quite good. It's kind of funny. You can kind of, with Journey into Mystery and Red She-Hulk, the fact that they put two on a page, you can kind of tell they're like, yeah, whatever. We also publish this book if you're interested.
Yeah. Oh, by the way.
Yeah, not a whole lot of promotion for those. Avengers Arena, I don't know, still...
Amazing visuals.
Wow. That tells you all you need to know. Wolverine, that new Wolverine, the first one was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it. I'm going to get the second one.
Has anybody seen the new Wolverine trailer that came out?
I didn't see it. I saw the blurbs about it, but I didn't get a chance to see it.
It doesn't look like a comic book movie at all.
No. Okay.
It looks like every once in a while he snicks out, but yeah, it just looks like a movie. I don't know what I think about that.
The premise seems interesting. Apparently, like, he loses his regenerative power or something, from what I gathered. So,
hey, Hugh Jackman was just the Academy nominated actor. He can't.
My girlfriend just made me watch Les Mis, and the whole time I'm
lucky my wife said no interest.
You were waiting for him to pop the closet.
I was. It was just weird seeing him
pop Anne Hathaway's head.
Academy Award winning or nominated actor, but he still was in Real Steel, you guys.
Yeah.
Ooh. I just watched that movie a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I really did.
One of your favorites?
No.
Okay.
They got to pay the bills, too.
So Cable and X-Force and Uncanny X-Force. I've been enjoying Uncanny X-Force.
Cable and X-Force started off pretty good, but...
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, Uncanny... Nah, I've read the first two Uncannies. It was okay. Oh, they have my favorite artist on Uncanny X-Force.
Oh, there you go.
I'm excited about that.
There's the joke.
Why does everybody in Uncanny X-Force look like Kick?
Well, it's all Phantom X.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's Phantom X and Cluster and Evil Phantom X, so...
What we need is more Phantom X.
We do need more Phantom X. Yeah, X-Men Legacy and Morbius. Yeah, we still publish these. Here we go. Both on the same page again. Deadpool sells to Deadpool people.
Me.
Not, there's nothing wrong with that. I've just not been a big
fan.
You
and Ryan Reynolds. That's all.
Fearless Defenders, another one that I don't know if it's going to make it past issue 6. Although they're promoting it as Catfight. Okay.
There you get a new artist on Hulk again.
Yep. Yep. Starring Daredevil. Gosh, maybe it has something to do with the writer writing both books.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, because he's the devil.
Good point.
Duh. A plus X, yes, they are still putting this book out. 5 showed up like 3 months after 4. I had almost forgotten about it. Oh, and Venom and Alpha Big Time. Yeah, we're still publishing these two. Avenging Spider-Man... Scarlet Spider, Winter Soldier, yeah. We're still putting these. Yeah. Now we get to the Ultimate Comics. Yeah, again, nothing is... I don't know. I don't know. They don't seem to have a plan for those.
No. I still like the Spider-Man one, but otherwise...
Okay. Now we have a Star-Lord one-shot, you know, because Guardians of the Galaxy is big, but it's just an all reprint material.
Oh, it will be. Don't you worry.
Okay.
Rocket Raccoon, man.
Avengers Assemble crossing over with Captain Marvel because... Same... writer.
Hmm.
I can honestly say I've never heard of either of these artists, Matteo Bafagni and Scott Hepburn. Okay, Daredevil's doing well. And I'm interested in this new Daredevil mini because End of Days has done really well.
When does that come out in trade?
I don't know. We still have like three issues to go,
two issues to go.
No, it's not done yet. Mm-mm. And we have Francesco Francavilla doing an issue of Hawkeye, which is going to be great. That book has been really good.
Hellfire Academy
is coming to Wolverine and the X-Men. I'm assuming that's with the little kids.
Yeah.
I'm way behind on this. I haven't read an issue of this in a long time. Nothing. I'm not intentionally. I'm just behind. Sashing X-Men Gambit. Yeah, we're still doing this. X-Factor. And I don't know what they're doing because it's the end of X-Factor Part 1 and 2. So I don't know if they're wrapping this series up or what. So
your enthusiasm is contagious.
I'm sorry. Kids books. Yay. Do more Pixar, please. How about a Mickey Mouse book? Oh. Oh, man, my two favorite creators are on this Monsters, Inc. book.
Oh, there you go.
Written by TBD, also drawn by TBD. So that guy's pulling double duty. I'm very impressed.
Are you allowed to say duty? You said no cussing.
Well, yeah, it's different. Okay, Marvel Thor adaptation.
Well, they're getting to it quicker than the Iron Man 2 adaptation.
Yeah.
3 years
well, we already we just got the Thor 1 adaptation just came out.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, just a couple years.
To get you ready. Get you primed for it. Everybody's giddy. Come on now. Okay, now we get to the Max books, which are fine. Powers. Kick-Ass 3, yes.
Oh, because 2 was so good.
The movie, I actually just watched the movie. I never read the book, and I watched the movie. I actually liked the movie. I thought it was pretty good.
I'm pretty excited for the sequel. Looks good.
I didn't like the book.
Good, yeah.
Look at this Wolverine figure with interchangeable heads.
What?
You can get him singing.
What about John?
You can get him. Yes, yes.
Yeah,
he's singing. Look at that. He's singing in that.
He's always screaming.
So can you put the Venom interchangeable head on the Wolverine?
Why not? Go for it. Go for it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! It's this kind of podcast?
Yes.
I'm leaving. This is just too crazy, guys.
Uh-oh, now we're getting novels. Rogue Touch. Ooh. Uh-oh. And the She-Hulk Diaries.
Green lips.
Is that like Red Shoe Diaries?
I have no idea. She-Hulk? Could be.
It's really entertaining.
And it's weird. This Tower Chronicles just came out from Legendary. I think the last issue just came out. Now it's Marvel's putting out the hardcover. For $35. Holy cow. Four issues, $35. There we go. You were asking about the Daredevil End of Days.
Oh, hardcover.
8 issues, $40.
$40.
Wow. How many would you like done?
Wow.
Or even again, this Inhumans, 12 issues, $40, but this came out in like 2000. You know, they've already recouped their cost. Yikes, that's expensive. And then like the all new X-Men first one came out, 5 issues, $25 hardcover.
Do they want to sell any of these, or are they
I don't think so.
Want them to look good on a comic book store shelf.
Yeah, that's my guess, because the prices are really high.
Jeez.
Yeah, a lot of 5-issue, $25 hardcovers, which just seems really high. And even the trades aren't that much. You know, here's 5 issues Uncanny X-Force, $18 trade.
Well, they're putting the AAR in their previews now.
Yeah, you can scan, and it'll show you stuff in the previews.
I tried to use that thing one time.
Yeah, it locked up my phone once.
I never tried using it again.
That's awesome.
I just figured it wasn't worth it, so yeah. I'm not going to do it.
Okay, everything's coming out. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but that's selling well, isn't it?
It is. Selling great. Selling great. Castle's been actually doing pretty well. Better than I expected. I'm looking for Uncanny X-Men Omnibus reprint, which is good. That's a good one. And you can finally get your Amazing Fantasy Spider-Man Omnibus.
Thank goodness.
Well, you know, because I sold out, so now they're coming back. And now to the posters. I'm ordering so heavy on this one.
It's my favorite part here.
It's the Marvel July TBA poster, so I know you guys are going to really want it. Because who doesn't want a black poster with the word Marvel in the middle? At least it doesn't say classified.
So if you order it and you don't get that, can you return it? So I wanted this one right here. That's what I ordered.
Can I
order? You know, you could. Sure.
What's the major difference between, like, the Amazing Fantasy Omnibus and, like, just buying the Marvel Essentials? Essentially just one is...
Well, the Essentials are black and white on newsprint, where this is on fancy paper, big fancy hardcover. And the neat thing with this one is the complete Ditko run.
Oh, okay.
I have one of those at home.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah. But it's just in color on really nice paper.
Oh, okay, cool.
Wow, the small group. We flew through the Marvel
previews. I like that they're previewing their previews.
But actually, that's a couple previews ago.
This is 11. This one's number 9.
Uh-oh.
Well, this is number 8. Right, but this is a picture of number 8.
Oh, okay. Well, then they're pretty bad at previewing.
Yeah. Previews. Yeah, they're previewing old previews, which is kind of not really a preview. Maybe it's a review of previews.
Preview of
previews. There you go. Donnie's head just exploded. He's going, what happened to the pee? Well, see, now I'm intrigued. This ad caught my eye. We opened up the main previews part. There's a big ad for Six Gun Gorilla. You know, I gotta say that intrigues me more than anything I just saw in the Marvel previews.
Maybe he's gonna fight Hitmonkey.
You know. Yeah, although it's a different, if it's a different studio,
so. Haven't heard much from him.
It's gonna be a crossover.
Like, a gorilla is a dangerous beast, but how do we make him more dangerous?
2 6 guns. Look at that. Lost in a lawless post-apocalyptic other world. Good thing your companion is a 6-gun gorilla. You know what? I'm sold.
It can only lead to Planet of the Apes.
I would honestly get rid of all my friends if I had 1 6-gun gorilla friend. Sorry, guys, if you're listening, but I would totally do that.
Don't worry, nobody's listening.
Yeah. Oh, okay, good.
You've been misinformed if you think anyone misses.
Okay, so we'll jump slowly.
Yeah,
we'll start at Dark Horse, see if there's anything interesting in there. Normally skip through that.
Killjoys looks interesting.
Hang on, I can't find... There we go. There's the page. 42. Skipping up to page 42. Yeah, now that's the new Gerard Way book, who did Umbrella Academy, that was really, really good.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd love for there to be more Umbrella Academy, but if he's doing this, that's okay. 6-parter, Becky Cloonan art. Looks good.
It's got the gem of the month.
It does, so that must be good.
I don't know what that means.
Just means Diamond thinks it's so special, you're going to want to get it.
You know, I really didn't want to like Umbrella and kind of.
Me too. I looked at it, I'm like, this is stupid. And so many people told me it was good. And I finally took home the trade once and read it. And I'm like, holy cow.
Also, I don't like his music.
Okay. So I don't know his music at all.
I was like, I really don't want to like this. And I ended up loving it.
Yeah. And then the second one was even better.
Yep.
And yeah. And then people still look at me when I recommend it, like, yeah, right. So I've heard a lot about the Sacrifice book that he self-distributed, and I never got because I never figured out how to order it. I even went to the website and still couldn't figure it out. I'm like, if you're making it this hard for me to get, but I'm happy to see it's coming out in a hardcover because it's supposed to be really, really good. And this book led to him getting all the hoopla and getting a bunch of Marvel books because he's doing Uncanny X-Force right now. He's doing one of the Ultimate books. So Ron Randall, I've heard a lot about, and this, I guess this is an older system, this book, this Trekker Omnibus. So that looks interesting, at least, because of that. Captain Midnight. Isn't that a movie?
I don't know.
Sounds like a David Bowie song.
True. Black Beetle's been doing really good, so I'm excited to get the hardcover. But look at that. This is like 4 or 5-issue hardcover, $19.99. Come on, Marvel. Learn. Yeah, I'm trying to order X number 1 right now. I really have no idea how to order this book.
Do you think everything is disarray over at Marvel because they're now in the movie business? I mean, they had the 3rd highest grossing movie of all time.
Well, it's not so much that. I think the problem is now that they've been bought by Disney, now there's suits above looking, well, how can you maximize this? Well, why are you selling this at $19.99? You could, if you price it higher, you'll sell more, which DC has learned the answer to that is if you price it lower, you'll sell a lot more. And, you know, they always say, you know, the old standard, sell it for less, but you'll make up for it in volume. But it's very true. I'm normally lucky if I sell one copy of a Marvel graphic novel, where DC I'm reordering. Right now, the hot one for some reason is Batman Long Halloween, where I'm blowing through 3 or 4 copies a week. Really? And this is an older book. But it's priced right and everything, and it's an easy sell. Where you know these Marvel ones, you know, 4 issues, you know, $17. People look at it and go, no.
So when you go to these like comic pro things and you see these like you see guys, all these talk to all these guys, right?
Yeah.
I mean, do you tell them this stuff? I mean,
Marvel doesn't care, so they don't listen. Actually, 2 of the 3 meetings I've gone to, the Marvel guy hasn't even been there.
Oh, really?
By the time I got to him, he always leaves early.
They just have you talk to a cardboard cutout.
No, there's just nobody there. Yeah, there's just, it's an empty table.
Cardboard cutout of Wolverine.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman.
Order more. Yeah, order more. But I just think they just don't, I don't know. I mean, you look at something like, it was what, Batman the Black Mirror came out. And it's 11 issues, $16.99 trade. I'm selling them like crazy. You know, that was Scott Snyder, Jock, Francesco Francavilla. Selling like crazy. But it's not even that, though. I mean, it's also got to be quality, because, like, the Earth One stuff, the Batman Earth One, the Superman Earth One, those are, like, $23 hardcovers. Still sell those.
That was my next thing like I was going to say about, just with the single issues, of the quality of the paper and everything.
Oh, yeah, that's gone down.
I mean, like, Dark Horse and IDW and Image, yep. Like, you know, they got these real heavy pages, a heavy yep. cover, and I just tell them, they're less than the Marvel books. Most of them are, what,
right.
$350?
Well, I think, again, what it's the people above saying, well, how can we save money? Well, we can use a cheaper paper. People will still buy it, and people do still buy it. You know, there's because you're kind of, there's nothing you can do. You can't. I remember back in the 90s, they put out 2 different versions. There was a glossy paper for $1.99 and the newsprint for $1.25. And I remember going, if you're a store, how in the world do you order these?
Yeah. I never knew.
You know, I'll order 5 at this price and 3 at this price. And
I just think of it because I look at, you know, some of these Image books and I just think of how, you know, and like some of those Marvel books and even some of the DC, how much better this would look on this heavy, glossy paper. Yep. I'm just wondering what the deal with that was.
Yep, I think it's just to save money. I mean, the DC you can feel, you know, as I'm checking you out, I can just by touch, I can tell.
Yeah.
A Marvel book versus DC. And I'm having a lot of problems with damages because the Marvel paper being... It's basically they got rid of the covers, and all their paper now is the inside paper.
Well, I've ripped some pages.
Yeah.
Just not even, just going like normally, and it would rip. And,
and then, like Donnie, you bring it back and say it was defective. Yeah.
Well, I heard, and I don't know if this is true, but I heard that the new Marvel paper is done on toilet paper.
I doubt it is. There was one issue of X-Men Legacy.
Toilet paper at home one day,
That one issue of X-Men Legacy was
on
toilet paper, but I think that was... They claim that was an error, but I have a feeling they were trying to sneak that through to see if anybody said anything. I'm just happy. I mean, I'm a little concerned because we haven't had summer since they started using this paper, and I'm worried humidity is going to make these all curl.
They're sitting on that UPS truck on something, and they're late.
No, UPS. Everything's good with UPS because I get the stuff Tuesday, and it doesn't matter when it comes. It's only Wednesday when I freak out. New Steve Niles, Dave Wachter, Breath of Bones. Dave Wachter's a local guy, so that's kind of neat. Nothing too exciting here. I mean, you know, Buffy, Star Wars, you know, it all does well. It has its niche.
I love the new Star Wars book. It's great.
Okay. I haven't had a chance to read it because I keep selling out of it. It
really captures the feeling of the original movies.
Okay.
Out cross covers.
DC, couple new DCs. Superman Unchained by Snyder and Jim Lee. So that looks good.
Will that be like Django Unchained?
It could be. probably very similar story arcs. Superman's looking for his slave bride and trying to rescue her. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, Lois gets taken.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Oh, geez. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they make Lex Luger black in this book.
Lex Luthor, not Luger. Luger was a wrestler.
Yeah, Lex Luger.
No. No, that's like the twist. It's Lex Luger.
Oh,
there you go.
Sweet.
Who played Superboy's twin in the Superboy TV show back in the day.
New.
You guys.
Okay. New Batman Superman with Jay Lee, which looks good. Greg Pak. So actually now DC's picking off some Marvel writers because Greg Pak did... bunch of stuff over at Marvel for a long time. Lar Flees gets his own book. I know Donnie's giddy with this one.
He's yelling too, by the way.
He is yelling, but he's not quite. It's not a full face yelling right at you.
He's yelling. He looks like one of the Who's from Dr. Seuss. Yeah. But I'll still buy it.
A really ticked off Who.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. And then the new book, Trinity of Sin, Pandora, and they're changing the Phantom Stranger to also Trinity of Sin. So, finally getting to some more information on Pandora since the number ones.
I almost forgot about it.
Yeah. And somebody dies in Justice League. Well, it looks like Justice League of America 4, somebody dies. That's a travesty. The new Green Arrow's been good with Jeff Lemire. That's been good. And I really like Andrea Sorrentino's art. Or Andrea, it's a guy, so I'm not sure how exactly. Where's Joe when you need him?
I haven't seen Joe for a while.
No, he's hiding. Katana and Vibe are doing about as what I expected. It looks like Justice League, we're finally getting another Shazam issue.
Why are they just gonna...
Yeah, they will. They will. Get his own book.
Yeah.
Aquaman's been pretty good with him becoming the king of Atlantis. Flash, Wonder Woman. Finally get World's Finest. Power Girl gets her costume back. Yay. Oh, so we're getting Steel and Earth 2. Earth 2 has been really good. And if you're not a fan of DC or anything and you're looking for something to try, that's a real good one to try because you really don't need to know anything. That one's been really good. Yeah, Action 21 written by Andy Diggle. Well, not really. Then Superman, you have a 21. Really freaky Superman cover.
Looks like he got a bee sting on his head.
Yeah.
Hector Hand.
Yeah.
How often does that happen where, like...
Where he gets a bee sting?
Yeah. Oh. Like, it's like the end of My Girl when the Macaulay Culkin... no, like, how often would, like, Green Lantern villains, like, cross over? Like, how often do...
Not often, but, yeah, just to change things up.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess DC does kind of do it too. Yeah, Superboy, Supergirl, yeah, we're still doing these. Batman Inc., I think... that was like the last page of the current Batman Inc. is what the... It's not the cover. It's not final cover. But I think there's only one more issue after this of Grant Morrison's run. I think he's done at 13. And then Batman's turning into a zero-year book.
Oh.
Well, I think they're just they're going back, telling his first year as Batman.
It's getting cool. Because they have the zero issue.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
They have another origin Batman movie coming up, so they have to.
Yeah, I think they're just he wants to tell a younger Batman story, especially because I think a lot of the other books are going to be the Batman grieving still. So they, I'm glad they're kind of not making them all like that. So.
I read that. They're not going to make him grieving. They don't want to make him a grieving Batman because he's already done that so often that he's so jaded now that he just kind of picks up and moves on. Spoiler alert, Robin dies.
Wait, don't...
Well, wasn't I supposed to give that information out?
Ruining everything, man. Yeah, so here, Green Lantern with the new writer. It's the beginning of the new run, so... Green Lantern Corps by Joshua Hale Fialkov. Well, not really. So, yeah, we'll see what happens here with these.
Red Lanterns.
Animal Man. We'll see. That still has the same creative team, so that's good. Constantine, I really like. Yeah, this is the cover of number one, obviously.
Was the first issue any good?
Yeah, I really like the first one.
Surprise.
Dial H, that's been fun. Green Team in Movement. Let's see where that's going. Here we go. Trinity of Sin, Phantom Stranger. That's an interesting cover. Yeah, hopefully Stormwatch can turn it around when they put Starlin's taken over. So hopefully that'll be good. And then the new team on Swamp Thing is looking pretty good so far, at least just the covers. Oh, cover by Jock. Well, that's easy. Whereas the cover of Suicide Squad is a little weird.
Yeah.
Is that supposed to be Harley Quinn?
Yeah. More of the trades coming out. That's interesting. Absolute Joker, Luther, that Lee Bermejo. I don't know if it's worth $100, but... Astro City coming back.
Alrighty. I'm excited about that. Huh?
And then 100 Bullets Mini, which is good. People have been hoping for more of that. And it looks like American Vampire... oh, it's a one-shot. Okay. There's your Django Unchained.
Yeah.
Right along with Superman Unchained. I think they can be read interchangeably. Okay. And now they're just trying to kill me with this Sandman omnibus. I hate them.
Only 150.
Yeah, it's the first half of the... It's going to be a nice big book. Man of Steel statues. Yeah, no.
Oh, wow.
Movie stuff I tend to shy away from because it has a very short shelf life, especially if the movie doesn't go over well.
Fair enough.
Then it dies pretty quick. Batgirl... Sean Murphy, Batman. I'm excited about it. Yeah, they decided to start numbering them again. So we got a Raphael Grandpa and a Sean Murphy Batman Black and White. Both look good. A couple new Superman statues. Very shiny Superman statues.
Where can I get jeans like that?
Shiny jeans? Shiny. They're at the special store. You don't go to those stores.
Roll off the bottom.
I think it's that Aeropostale that I never feel like going into because I'm not cool enough.
Just gotta buy it. Just go in, man. Get yourself
there. There's nothing I'm going in there for. You know.
Shiny.
I don't think
jeans.
I'm. Oh, shiny. Well, damn it. Okay. Yeah, I guess we can. Where are we at here? Yeah, we can hit IDW.
Cool.
X-Files, Season 10. Yay. Who doesn't want more X-Men? And here we go. IDW publishing Superman. What? Joe Hill doing a new book, Thumbprint.
That's interesting.
Yep. Rob Blue Yonder. They do have one of my favorite titles for a book. Where is it here? I'm going to read just because I really like the title. Kind of like Punk Rock Jesus, I only read because of the title. which ended up being really, really good. Here we go. Half Past Danger. And it's like a World War II crime noir book. I'm like, that's a great title. Half Past Danger. So. This Doomsday Point 1 by... Burn looks pretty good. The first one, it's astronauts on either the moon or a space station see the Earth destroyed and then have to land and figure out what's going on. I think that was a kind of neat premise. But for the most part, most of...
You got some new Archies?
No, reprinting old Archies. Okay, let's go through...
Well, guy can only do that.
Yeah. Go through Image.
Now we got to see which number one will be.
Yeah, well, this one should be good. This Lazarus is Greg Rucka and Michael Lark.
It looks
that
good.
Should be good. That should do well.
Order it now. It'll be on eBay.
Yep.
For like
yep.
$90.
Aphrodite 9, number 2. Ooh. Yeah, not a lot. That's the only. Oh, no, that's the only number one, it looks like.
Oh, that's weird. Usually a couple of them.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one.
No, that's just they're doing every issue like that. Skull Kickers is. Yeah. Saga Volume 2 with Donnie's favorite issue in there. What was that? Was that 7?
No, 6.
6, okay. What that was in the first
the
trade.
Sexcillion?
Mm. Yes, the one Donnie just cannot stop talking about. I think that's so cool they let
the
you make
the
poster.
All the
yeah.
Original art for
it. Yeah.
Had to buy extra just so I could tape it at my ceiling.
Okay. Well, Image not too exciting. I mean, the stuff is good, but mostly looking...
Bedlam. I'm still enjoying Bedlam.
Yeah.
Although they're changing the artists, which I don't like.
Okay. Walking Dead. 10 Grand looks interesting. That's the Straczynski Temple Smith.
Yeah.
That looks good. And then the new Walking Dead figures. Those are going to sell. The governor and his daughter and a fish tank with heads in it. 232. Okay. Well, I don't want to dive into the back stuff.
Let's
That's about all we got this week. We'll let these new guys get up to speed, see what's going on. And normally then we'll talk about some stuff we read lately, stuff that we liked. Anything anybody wants to talk about? Anything you read recently? I really liked East of West. That came out today. No way to even attempt to describe what it's about in any reasonable sense. But it was good. It was Hickman, so it's kind of his weird offbeat. It's a future Western steampunk Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's about the best. Cool.
Does it have a gorilla with six guns?
No, it does not have a gorilla with six guns in it, though, sadly. That's about the only thing that could have made it better. But, yeah, we'll hit that next week because that's in the boom section. I can't wait. Somehow I missed that when I flipped through this before. So, all new SpongeBob Annual. Oh, sweet. So we'll talk at you next week. See ya.
Than a bullet leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. All I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in the coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The infinity watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. Like my ruby quartz shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And fund the Hellfire Society. Studio is Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops. My mixtapes still rock. They're in your system. That's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. Drop the beat out. I'm gonna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah. Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will battle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it.